Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
To be frustrated and PO'd and all the emotions that are going through you as our team continues to be in this rut. You know, the footage yesterday of folks leaving Mercedes-Benz chanting, you know, fire Raheem. This is the sentiment right now of most of the fan base, fair or unfair. And Mike said to me, as we're just talking in the break, and we're talking to you at 404-726-0929. Today we're just having a conversation, man. I mean, like, this is where we are. We can come on and we could fuss with you and certainly go over all the things that are wrong and have been wrong, but it's not going to change. It hasn't changed for 5 weeks. So what we're looking for are real answers. What we are looking for is the real way out. How do we turn the corner as some of these other franchises have, and all of a sudden now they are good? And it looks like they're going to be good for a while. And it looks like their quarterbacks are progressing and Mike becoming the players that those franchises thought. And all of a sudden now, we're on the opposite end of that. That's what we're looking for. 404-726-0929.
I mean, you could argue Seattle has replaced one quarterback with a ceiling in Geno Smith for another one with a ceiling in Sam Darnold. But right now, they got a 90% chance of making the playoffs.
Yep.
You know, with a coach in his second year out there. So there are other teams that you're feeling pretty good about. I mean, we saw the Colts. I mean, yeah, they've got their flaws, but they're physical. They've drafted well. They've got guys on both sides of the ball that make plays. The Patriots, we got a chance to look at them up close and personal. That's a team which is just so fundamentally sound with a coach who gets it. One of the great coaches and a thorn in our side for basically a decade and a half, Sean Payton, is doing some amazing work with the Broncos. These are the coaches. These are the guys that are making that difference. Ben Johnson's gotten a crack at changing Caleb Williams and the vibe with the Bears. I mean, they might not make the playoffs. We'll see. But he's doing some work, man. They're changing. They're getting different results. We hired a guy who had been an interim here, who's under 500 for his career, and he continues to be a coach who's under 500, who's not maximizing our talent. You know, there's somebody, we got all week to get into this. Are we too close to it, as we said last break? Do we just not have enough talent on this team? That gets to the general manager, you know? But this team, to me, still had enough talent to be 6-3 last year, enough talent to beat Buffalo in a playoff atmosphere on Monday Night Football, to go up to Minnesota in a hostile environment and smack them around.
Yes.
You know? So we've seen the ability to make these things happen. And the flip side, we've looked absolutely dreadful. We make mistake after mistake. Bad football teams don't make the mistakes we do every week.
That's it, Mike. That's why you know that something is lacking. All right. Before we hit the phones, and we're going to take plenty more of your calls between now and 6 o'clock, as we said, the phone lines are open. Today is a day where we want to hear from you, and certainly we want you to voice your opinion. I want you to hear Raheem, Mike, and I don't know if this was enough, but this might be the most he said about taking on the responsibility of where this team is. This is what he said yesterday after the loss.
Not good. You know, we've lost a bunch of games in a row in tight moments, and you got to find a way to win those games, man. Like, it definitely is on me. There's no such thing as a losing team. There's only a losing leader, and I'm the leader, and we lost.
I appreciate the accountability, but, you know, how do you fix it? I mean, this is, I said this to Raheem last week. I said, look, this is your career on the line here. You're not going to get another head coaching job after this. You'll be a defensive coordinator. You make good money doing it and be respected around the league, but this is it. I mean, I don't know about you, Carl. I mean, if this was our job and our job's on the line, I'm going down fighting. I'm going down. Now, I know he may want to project calmness and a calm demeanor, and that's his style, but, I mean, it doesn't resonate with the fan base. I hope there's more to it than what he just says when he's behind closed doors in that locker room.
I do, too. And again, we are not there. But now with these injuries, what are your realistic expectations? And that's another thing. Like, Mike, when we had a full, healthy squad, I felt a lot better about turning this thing around 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. I was like, okay, we're going to be all right. Now you've got some real injuries to an offense that has already been inept. And your best wide receiver is certainly not playing this weekend. And maybe you say, well, we can beat the Saints without him. Can we? I don't know. Now your quarterback, who's been taking a majority, if not all the reps, is done for the is done at least for 4 weeks. I'm saying he's done, but that's just my opinion. Again, not official from the Falcons, but I think he's not coming back. Either way, Mike, we'll find out. And you add to that the other issues of what's been going on with this offense. Like, who's picking up this slack? And to your point, even if Kirk Cousins comes out and balls, like, is he going to make all of these other guys around him better? Is Seals all of a sudden going to be the leading receiver on Sunday?
Yeah, DS5. I mean, and Casey Washington, he had an opportunity. Then we had, you know, unfortunately, some injuries. Everybody on this team has had a hamstring or a concussion receiver core. The Saints beat the Panthers last week. They're coming off a bye week.
Yeah.
Okay, so whatever you want to make of the Saints and Tyler Shook, but that's, you know, you're on the road. We all know how difficult it is to play in New Orleans. Even when they've got two wins, that crowd will be up. You know what that's like. It's still, even when they're terrible, Carl, it's still one of the great vibes and intimidating arenas to play in the NFL.
No doubt. Let's talk to Snead in Decatur. Snead, thank you for your patience. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Yes, hey, man. I appreciate y'all taking my call. Hey, I'm going to tell you, for first things first, man, what y'all could do is, you know, keep your hands off them little boys and Lance.
What? What's he talking about?
I'm not sure what that was, but we just dumped him.
Okay. I have no idea what he's talking about. Thanks for nothing. 404-726-0929 as we talk about our Falcons guys and where they are, not only in the standings, but again, it's more about the position of this team. And yesterday, Mike, just from a game perspective, as we talk about this, you mentioned the sacks. We had five more yesterday. Five more sacks.
It's almost impossible that we are getting to a position where we're going to basically double our sack output, maybe even more than that, and yet we're still not getting the quarterback on there. You're getting the sacks, but the quarterback threw for 450 yards, for crying out loud. So it doesn't matter.
It's crazy.
It literally is the embodiment of Mike Smith. For those who don't remember, our old Falcon coach from 208 to 14, sacks don't matter. Get the player off the spot, which I understand. It's sound defense, but, you know, the other teams, the elites who go on to play in the Super Bowl, have those sack numbers.
Yeah.
And now this year we have the sacks, but we don't get the quarterback. We can't stop the quarterback from beating us.
Yeah, usually those things go hand in hand. But I will say this. The teams, like, you know, that have led the year the Eagles led the league in sacks and they go to the Super Bowl, they also had the best offense. You know, the year that the Kansas City Chiefs led the league and said they had the best offense. Those things go hand in hand. It's not just sacks. Let's talk to Thomas in Atlanta. Thomas, welcome in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, how's it going, Jason Bell?
Hey, man.
Love your show. I have like one main question I want to ask y'all. I really want to know what y'all think this team has to do. I don't want to talk too much about the future, but that's what this question is about. What do you think we need to do next year to, like, make this team a threat in the league? Because I don't really know what we really can do with no first-round draft pick. So,
yeah, I mean, it kind of gets back to what's going to happen in this offseason. When does Arthur Blank make that decision? Is the coach gone? Is the general manager going to retain his position? You know, the general manager certainly believes in Michael Penix Jr. so much so he made that decision, which I still don't wrap my head around. But, Carl, we don't know what Michael Penix Jr. is, and we may not get to see him again this season now. So, and anybody who's coming in here, if you are going to move on from the head coach, you know, does he fit what you're doing? By the way, you really want to get depressed? If you feel Michael Penix Jr. is trending the wrong way, look at free agent quarterbacks for next year. It's like a rogues gallery. You know, Garoppolo is probably one of the better ones if Aaron Rodgers doesn't retire. I mean, there's just not a lot of talent out there. No one you could plug in and feel good about. Just right. All retreads.
No, I agree.
I'm not done.
Here's what I'd do. First of all, I'm drafting speed. We don't have enough of it on the offensive side of the ball, okay? Number one. I don't care if that's second round, two-thirds. Hell, give me some futures. Get back into the draft early if you can and make that happen. We are not fast enough on the outside to scare anybody.
Speed and size, too. The compliment with Drake. Right.
Secondly, I'm cutting all the busters. Let's stop telling me about how good certain players are and they're not. Let's get rid of the dead weight.
Bum.
Third. Pitts doesn't deserve a damn thing.
Nothing.
We're moving on. That's the kind of stuff that has to happen, and you've got to have, Mike, the huevos to do it. Let's not keep talking about who drafted him, and he deserves opportunities. These are the kind of things that the next regime, by the way, are going to come in and immediately do, because they're going to realize some of this has been a facade.
Right.
Some of this has just not been real, and they've been preaching to us about certain guys, and it's just not. Somebody answer this question. And, Mike, I will give you credit because you've asked me this a million times. I said, I don't know. Why is Troy Anderson still on this team?
Right.
Why? Seriously.
And that's the thing. We asked Raheem about it, and maybe out of respect to the player. Just he's on IR. We've seen him in street clothes or sweats. I mean, they're all good guys. It's not
Mike,
malicious.
We're 10 weeks in.
You wasted a second-round pick on it. He's the Mike Mamula for this team.
Okay.
For those who don't know,
okay.
Mike Mamula was the classic combine darling. You know, this kid out of a small school, you know, who played all these different positions, who showed you. And the thing is, and that's the ultimate irony, because Troy Anderson, when healthy, is a very quick, athletic guy who had a pick six that helped you beat the Saints last year in a game where your offense started to wobble. But then he can't stay on the field. He's played 9 games in three. We're going on 3 seasons now. Mm-hmm. So this is his 4th year. He's done. Ebba Cady is a nice piece. He's done. Okay, these guys are 4th year. They're out. They're free agents. You know, you had to go get Divine Diablo because you knew that Troy Anderson was never going to be on the field.
Well, that's
the good news is you hit on Divine Diablo. Unfortunately, he's missed some games of late.
He may come back too, by the way.
Yep.
Nice. Oh, screamed in there. Why behind the glass? Let me say this too, Mike. That's another thing I do. I got to upgrade my linebacking core. I got to upgrade my line. I love Caden Ellis, but you just can't have one dude. We right. need more dudes.
J.D. Bertrand showed you his complete lack of viability in pass coverage,
And
you kept rolling him out there.
Yeah.
Which, and again,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Angelo Malone went on IR. I loved his game. I guess they felt that he wasn't as athletic to be in coverage. There were other options. We talked about Helms and others, but they kept rolling Bertrand out there.
Yeah, and I think those personnel moves, when you just start saying, how do we get better, those are the areas. Because in this scheme, you've already seen, if we're running the same scheme, with Jeff Ulbrich, we can get after the quarterback. We don't have one dominant pass rusher, guys. We don't have a guy that's going to have 15 sacks in this league.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.